Hello, welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard. And who here, okay, tell me this. Scale of 1 to 10, how stressed out are you? 10 being mama needs a nap. 1 being bring it on, I'm not stressed at all, I'm light as a feather, right? Now, I feel like we always hover in that like 5 zone. Sometimes we're a 6-7, somewhere we're a 3-4, right? I don't think I've ever been a 1, but that's just because I'm an Aries and an Enneagram 3, and it's just like not my destiny to never have stress. But the thing is that this past year and even 2021 has kind of been heavy and stressful and challenging and pushing us to our limits, right? And the thing is that I see a lot of people on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok saying things like, it's okay, just know that, like, be thankful, be thankful, be thankful. And I say that, right? I say, like, to really lean on gratitude in moments when things are hard because that helps me. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you ignore your feelings, right? That doesn't mean that we say, okay, so I'm not going to be sad anymore. I'm just going to be grateful. No. When we're being grateful in times that are challenging, what it really is reminding ourselves, remembering, right, that we've been through hard times before. This isn't the first time that we've been stressed. This isn't the first time that our back is against the wall. It's not the last time, right? And we just keep getting better and better at handling it and coming back to our center, right? And that's not to say that you should ignore it. That's definitely not to say that you should forget whatever it is, you know, weighing on you. There are things in my life that weigh on me, and it's not going to be helpful to me to ignore those things. It does help me, though, to remember better times come along. And I've been through challenging times before, and I will be through challenging times again. And in between those, I will have really, really high highs and really amazing days and bright, sunshiny moments where I don't know if it gets any better than this, right? So I don't want you to feel like you have to be bright, sunshiny rainbows all day. And this is not live, laugh, love, you know, ignore your pain and just be grateful. No. This is a reminder that always things get better, always. You've been through other things before. You've been through challenges. You've had stress. You've had times that you were like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to figure this out, and you're still standing, right? So it's almost just like be proud of everything that you've overcome before and know that you will overcome this, and just have that faith in yourself, have that faith in what you can handle, okay? And then two, if we are people who are helpers, which I am a helper myself, when I hear people are upset, I immediately am like, what can I do? How can I step in? How can I help? And sometimes when people are stressed or going through it, they don't need help. They just need to talk and bitch about it a little and complain or cry. And there's no shame in that. That's not, ugh, you're complaining. That is, sometimes that just helps. Just like how science proves that cursing makes pain less, which is true. It's not necessarily helping anything, but saying how you're feeling out loud can help. So it's not helpful sometimes when people are going through it to say things like, just be grateful. Sometimes you just have to say, ugh, I'm sorry that you're going through that. That sucks, right? And if you're going through it, that sucks, and I'm sorry. And you've been through worse. You've been through bad. You've been through challenging, and you've come out on the other side, right? So just know that. Know that you can open up to people and say, listen, I'm kind of feeling sucky, and I don't like it, and I just wanted to share that. Because sometimes that's really all you need, okay? So it gets better. I promise. You've got people that love you. And if you're someone who loves someone who's going through a hard time, make sure to take time to listen before you step in to help. And that's a wrap on the Daily Hype podcast for today. I hope that you enjoy this and I hope you come back for more. Thank you guys so much, by the way, for the reviews. That is so big for a podcast. And listen, if you're not reviewing, at least you're sharing this with your friends. You're telling me that you love this. You're putting this on Instagram. It means the world to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will see you next time.